My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've made it through just about all the World Cup, and the final is left coming up this weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And to talk about that, we're going to bring on this sicko, this insider, this analyst, but most of all, this sicko, Madison Cruz. Our conversation with Madison is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg, and by Top Tech Mechanical Services. Call 404-TOP-TECH. Maddie, I want to go back just a couple of days to the semifinal that happened right here in the city of Atlanta, and really all the games that happened in Atlanta, but mostly the last one between Argentina and England. Messi on display, really the city of Atlanta on display. Not only was it a great game, but I thought Atlanta kind of put their best foot forward. But what was your takeaways from that matchup, that semifinal matchup the other day?
Oh yeah, it was wild. It was absolutely insane being in the building to experience that. Especially, I think, the history between Argentina and England. You already knew it was going to be a little bit of fireworks between both of the sides, and it definitely delivered. It was incredible. I think especially for it being one of the last matches here in Atlanta, it went out with a bang. That it felt like at times the roof was going to come off of the bend. It really did. But it was an incredible matchup.
Well, look, Madison, I'm not a qualified soccer expert. All I did is play 2 years of high school. So I
stayed
at
Holiday Inn Express last
night,
too.
Yeah, that's right. But it felt like England had a pretty good game plan for a while. Obviously, they seemed kind of part the bus. But really, I'm just talking about how they handled Messi. And then they needed him. And he just absolutely the way he played and really staying from the outside because of how they were handling him. What you make of how they tried to play him and the adjustment that maybe Argentina made to allow him to, I don't know, be the greatest possibly that we've ever seen?
Yeah, listen, for Messi, I feel like it's always funny when it's like, oh, we have to stop Messi. I don't know if you can stop Messi. Like, I don't even think it, like, any game plan works. Messi's just insane. Like, he's 39 and he still is playing, like, I mean, he's in his prime. I mean, Messi is the GOAT. He's incredible. I felt like England, especially as the game went on, the first few minutes, I think both teams were kind of nervy. There was a couple of fouls. It was a little chippy. And then once, like, the match just kind of went on, I felt like England grew into it a little bit more. And then, obviously, they were able to find the goal in the second half. After the goal, I felt like England, I was like, all right, I'm curious to see how England's going to handle the rest of the game. England kind of just sat back, and it felt like the players kind of started to sit back. And I said it to Jason on AST. I felt like almost like they kind of became timid. They kind of just sat back and just didn't really want to play the way that they've been playing. And then Thomas Tuchel all but kind of had to make the subs that he had to, especially defensively, and ended up parking the bus. And then you have Argentina, who's going to bring on the firepower that they have in offensively, and they were able to find two goals in a span of 4 minutes. Again, I mean, I think it's awesome that in Atlanta you got two of the greatest comebacks in World Cup history, and both of them were Argentina. But yeah, for me, it was a game of just, I think for England, you had it all set up for you, and then you just decided to park the bus, and Argentina's going to make you pay for that every single time. And Messi getting two assists in that game, he was incredible. He is the metronome of that Argentinian team. And wherever he's going, that team is going to follow right alongside him.
Man. Metronome,
yeah, great
huh?
Great word, man.
Wow.
Great word.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's some fancy.
Listen,
football.
I'm bringing some big words this morning. It might be 8:40, but I got some big words at me, okay?
Hey, that's late in the day.
You know what? You bring the big ones. I got the four-letter words covered, so we're good.
Hanging out with Maz and Cruz. She's one of our soccer insiders here on 92.9 The Game. One of our favorites, man. Love hanging out. All right, Maddie, let's pivot a little bit to the championship match coming up this Sunday. And this is an interesting one because Argentina, obviously reigning champs in this tournament just 4 years ago, but Spain has almost last couple of years turned into like the Russian hockey team of the late 70s, man. They have not been beaten in a really, really long time. They just seem like no matter what is put up against them, they are just frustratingly good for anybody that matches up. And I'll be curious to see the tactics they do utilize against Messi, because you're right, it doesn't seem like anybody can stop him, but if anybody can, it seems like it's Spain.
Spain is a team that a lot of people had picking to win the entire thing. I had France winning the whole thing just from everything else. So when that semifinal matchup was announced between Spain and France, I didn't really know how it was going to play out. And in Spain, I mean, the game plan they had against France, they just did not let them do anything. And they dominated that game. They absolutely dominated. Spain is a team from the beginning of the tournament, obviously with that 0-0 draw they had to Cape Verde. And then as the World Cup continued to go, we saw that team get progressively better and better and better. And they're picking the right time to get hot, especially heading into the final for the World Cup. Spain, I just think, especially with the way that they play as a unit. And I think it going up against a team like Argentina that also does that just in a very different way, it's going to make for a really, really exciting battle, I think, on the pitch. I think for Spain, I think they have to just play their game. They have to keep doing what they've been doing because it's working. And it frustrates teams, and they're able to get the job done. And it's incredible to watch. For Argentina, I mean, they're also riding on the momentum. Both teams are riding on incredible momentum. I think Sunday is going to bring a lot of heat. But honestly, this is going to be an incredible final. I mean, we saw the final that happened back in 2022 in Qatar with Argentina and France. I think this match could get up there. I think it could get pretty wild, but I'm excited to see both of those teams.
I got a question for you. I don't kind of put you on the spot a little bit. I don't think you'll get in trouble because who's going to get on to you? But like, do you with how great we've seen some of these host cities be, in particular Atlanta? I thought the other semifinal out in Dallas looked phenomenal. Why are we at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey with like basically they got smog alerts going on up there? I just don't. Can you give us any insight on other than the fact that they're close to New York of why they put it up there?
I think honestly, obviously they're all predetermined by FIFA and everything before the World Cup and everything. Obviously when you think about, I think the U.S. a lot of times New York comes up a lot, especially with everything else. That's my take on it, especially with it. Like New York is an incredible city, and so I think especially having the final be in a place like that, I think it makes sense. Obviously, I don't think you can anticipate everything that is happening as well. But I think that's probably why the final is in New York as well.
All right, Maddie, I wanted to follow up a little bit with your comments about England the other day in that game, just to kind of round things out. They've received a lot of criticism for what you're talking about, being a little bit too passive. And I'm curious kind of what the future holds for that side, you know, with the coaching and everything else, with the players, you know, the turnover that could happen with that squad. You're a sicko. I don't want to put you on the spot, but England, it seems like, has a lot of questions answered in the next 4 years.
I think they do. I agree with you. I think for England, they're a side that always has so much talent. They're kind of similar in the way of France. They have a lot of talent on their bench that play with them. Jude Bellingham's one of my favorite players to watch too. He plays for Real Madrid. They have such an incredible group of players, and a lot of times it feels like that when they get them together, when they play in England kit, it feels like they're just so close to finding the solution, but like just one step away, and they can never find what that step is to get over that hump. And for me, especially in big matches like this, like, you know, it kind of feels like they retreat a little bit into their shell. And I don't know why, because this is a team that has the ability to win games, to come back and win matches like that, to put games away. And so I don't necessarily know if it's a mentality thing with the team. I don't know if that's something that factors into it. But it's one that when I'm watching a game like that, I don't want to see players starting to retreat and to park the bus as early as they did, especially against a team like Messi and Argentina, when you know what this team can do. This is a team that were able to find three goals in the span of 10 minutes to take down Egypt when they were up 2-0. Like, this is a team that can find goals very quickly, and they are relentless when they do it. So for me, for England, I thought it was really interesting, but I think it is because, like, the players just started to kind of retreat. Then Thomas Tuchel was like, all right, I guess I got to bring in players to help with the situation. So you bring in some top defenders. But they have the talent to do it. So I don't know if it's a mentality thing, and I don't know how you start to kind of look at that as well. But, yeah, England's a team to look at, especially everything going forward, because they got the talent.
Maddie. My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for UnitedHealthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly start sit advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We only got about 30 seconds left, but Atlanta United back on the pitch tonight against Nashville. They've made a couple of moves. What do you think about them moving forward? They've got three games in the next 7 days.
Well, listen, I'm excited to get back in the studio with Abe. That's going to be a lot of fun. We haven't done that in like 2 months, so this is going to be great. But no, I think especially starting things out, you know, you want to capitalize, especially with the World Cup and everything too. It's going to be on Fox as well as Apple TV. But for Atlanta United, I think especially with that friendly against Sporting KC, I thought they played really well. I thought you had a lot of room to work. Jay Fortune, Cooper Sanchez, getting involved heavily in the attack, which I think has worked really well for this side. That's what Tata wants. He wants the midfielders to get involved. I think you want to open that space up. Against Nashville, Hani Mukhtar is such a threat when he's out there. So you got to close him down, eliminate those mistakes. Don't let Nashville get on the counter as quickly as they can, because that's what happened in that game back at the Benz back in April. It was two turnovers, and they were able to make you pay for it. Don't let them do that.
Maddie, I think I speak for Bo and Dylan and even Abe, who's staring at me through the glass right now after he just got his flowers. But you've been awesome to talk to over the last month. We really appreciate all the information you've given us.
I would say you've been superb.
Yeah, that's a good.
You guys have been great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's make sure it's not another 4 years before we have you on the shift. Sounds good.
I love it. Absolutely. Anytime.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what Committed to Care means to me.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.